I'm Marco Werman with The World. Catalonia, the region in northeast Spain, is often compared to Scotland. Like Scotland, it's a place with a distinctive identity and its own culture and institutions. And like the Scots, Catalan politicians want to hold an independence referendum. But Spain's national government and the courts keep telling them no. So if the vote does go ahead anyway later this year, it would be the second time that Catalans defy that prohibition. Artur Mas is a prominent Catalan political leader. He served, in fact, as president of Catalonia from 2010 to 2016 and is here to talk with us about Catalonia's political future. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
So as a former leader of Catalonia, I want to start with this trial that was happening last month. You've been charged with civil disobedience for organizing an independence vote in 2014. What did you tell the judge in Barcelona, and where does the trial stand now?
I told the judge that they would do it again.
That Catalonia is going to try and become independent one more time.
Of course. In 2014, as you said, we held a non-binding consultation. It was a way to know how broad the majority in Catalonia in favor of independence was. And the Spanish government fought against us and tried to avoid Catalan voting. But we succeeded in voting. And 80% of the people who went to vote voted in favor of independence.
There is a vote coming up, or another referendum in Catalonia this year in September. What is that going to be about? What's on the ballot?
Well, exactly the question to be posed will be, are you in favor of independence or against? This is the aim of the referendum to be held this year. So we will see, because again, the opposition of the Spanish government will be very strong.
I gather that during the trial last month, outside the courthouse, that there were at times 40,000 people supporting you. What do you think that tells us? What does that suggest?
I think that the main message these people wanted to convey was, President Mas, you are not alone. So if you fight for self-determination, if you defend the right of the Catalan people to decide its political future, then you won't be alone. A lot of people will be beside you, giving you our support. And that was a very impressive message, you know.
I mean, Catalonia, as you know, it's seen as one of the most economically prosperous communities of Spain. You do understand why people across Spain don't want to give up this valuable part of their country. I mean, it'd be like the U.S. losing California.
Yeah, of course. But if they want to keep Catalonia within Spain, then they should love us a bit more.
You know? Do you not feel the love from the rest of Spain?
No.
You don't?
No. Well, not the rest of Spain. By the institutions of the Spanish state. They hardly understand the culture of Catalonia, the identity, the language, the will for self-determination, the will to defend this right to decide our political future as all nations in the world. And when you have this feeling that you are not respected, you are not loved, then you must try your own way.
So here in the United States, from our perch, and, you know, we've just been through the election of Donald Trump, and the world, according to Donald Trump, is much more about America and less about connections with other countries. And we see Europe going through the same thing with Brexit, over issues about immigration and national debt. What do you say to the idea that as a lot of people are trying to keep Europe from falling apart, you're pushing for independence, maybe even greater fracturing?
But in our case, it is radically different, because we are pro-European Union. We are pro-accepting refugees in our country. So it's exactly the opposite way around. In fact, we have now an umbrella called Spain, but we would like to have a wider umbrella called European Union. So it is not a way to become an isolated country. It's just a way to be independent within the European Union. Of course, if we win the referendum and the yes vote wins, then we are absolutely willing to sit down at the table and negotiate everything with Madrid, so the Spanish government and the Spanish state, and with the European Union in Brussels. Because it has to be a win-win operation for everybody. This is not a selfish movement in favor of Catalonia. This is something that Catalonia aspires to be, an independent country within the European Union, but without damaging our neighbors.
It does confound me a little how you will actually carry out the referendum in September, considering that the Spanish laws and the Constitution do not allow such a move. How will you do that?
Difficult to do. But in 2014, we did that.
Will you be breaking the law again? Will you have to go on trial again?
In fact, we didn't break the law. We tried to let people vote. You know, when you have demonstrations of more than 1 million people every year in the streets of your country in favor of independence, you have to do something. So our aim is not to break the law. Our aim is to let Catalan vote, to let Catalan people vote. Mm. And this is what we are going to do this year, although we know that there will be a strong opposition from the central government.
Could there be violence?
I don't think so. We are peaceful people, you know.
And when you travel abroad, like when you come to the United States here in Boston, do you see yourself as an ambassador, a consul of Catalonia and of Catalonian independence?
Well, I see myself as a person who is trying to help this democratic movement in Catalonia. And when I'm here in the States, I always remember something that President Kennedy said some decades ago. He said in one of his famous speeches, "The great revolution in the history of man, past, present, and future, is the revolution of those determined to be free." And this is exactly the revolution that is being carried out in Catalonia, in my country.
Carrying forth the words of JFK in 2017 in Catalonia. At the end of the day, if Catalans are presented with a referendum that is legal and is binding, do you think they would vote for Catalan independence, everybody?
I don't know. This is the decision that will have to be taken by people. This is not my decision. I will vote yes, of course.
What do the polls say?
The polls say that maybe the yes vote will win by a very, very narrow margin. But we will see.
Artur Mas is the former president of the Catalan community in Spain. Very nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.